In this video, we are going to look at how a licensed chaplain practice can become a focused ministry expression through specialization. Many chaplains begin with a general calling to care for people. They may already be connected to a church or soul center, but they are still asking, where should this ministry take root? Who am I especially called to serve? What kind of ministry setting fits this calling best? That is where specialization becomes important. A chaplain practice should not remain undefined forever. Over time, it should begin to take recognizable shape. For one chaplain, that shape may become hospital support. For another, sports chaplaincy. For another, veterans care, senior care, school ministry, community crisis response, or corrections ministry. The goal is not to chase titles. The goal is to build ministry that is clear, credible, and useful. For example, a hospital-focused chaplain practice may grow through visitation, prayer, family support, crisis presence, and respectful spiritual care in healthcare-related settings. A sports-focused chaplain practice may serve athletes, coaches, and families through encouragement, prayer, character support, and ministry during pressure, injury, or transition. A community crisis chaplain may provide calm spiritual presence during disasters, vigils, shelter care, or painful public moments. Each setting has different needs, different rhythms, and different boundaries. That is why specialization matters. A chaplain practice becomes stronger when it moves beyond saying only, we want to help people, and begins saying, here is where we are especially prepared to serve. That kind of focus does not reduce compassion. It gives compassion direction. So how do you build a focused ministry expression? Start with four simple questions. First, where is there a real local need? Do not choose a specialization simply because it sounds impressive. Choose a pathway connected to actual people and real ministry opportunities. Second, where do you already have open doors or relationships? Ministry often grows where trust already exists. A church member may work at a hospital. A pastor may know local first responders. A chaplain may already have connections with schools, coaches, or care facilities. Third, what training will help you serve responsibly? Foundational chaplain training matters, but some settings require additional preparation and understanding. Specialization helps chaplains become more field-ready and wise in specific environments. And fourth, what can you realistically sustain? Volunteer and part-time chaplains need ministry rhythms they can maintain over time. It is better to build one faithful service lane well than to claim many specializations without consistency. It is also important to remember that a chaplain practice may begin with one specialization and later grow into others. But usually, the wisest path is to begin with one clear focus and build from there. The Organic Humans Framework reminds us that ministry happens in real human settings. People experience grief, fear, stress, trauma, aging, and spiritual struggle in different environments. Specialization helps chaplains serve those environments with greater wisdom and clarity. Ministry Sciences also reminds us that environments shape ministry. A hospital, a sports culture, and a crisis setting do not function the same way. Focused ministry expression helps chaplains serve responsibly within those differences. So remember this, a focused ministry expression is not about self-importance. It is about faithful clarity. When a licensed chaplain practice connects calling, opportunity, training, and real local need, specialization becomes more than a label. It becomes a trustworthy way of serving people in real places.